IRIB English Radio presents Viewpoints.
Viewpoints.
With the presence of different scholars.
With the presence of different scholars. IRIB English Radio.
In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his purified progeny. Dear brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum and welcome to yet another edition from series of Viewpoint from IRIB English Radio. Today we are here with you with a discussion with some scholars in the studio with me on negotiations and the war, ongoing war between Iran and America. So before starting our discussion, I would like to welcome the brothers who are here in the studio with me. Sheikh Ahmed, assalamu alaikum. Welcome, dear Sheikh.
Assalamu alaikum. Thank you.
And Sheikh Liaqat, assalamu alaikum.
Alaykum.
Thanks for accepting our invitation.
Thank you so much.
Imagine you're sitting at a chessboard where your opponent, breathless and with fear in the eyes, suddenly proposes a ceasefire just before the pieces are about to fall. But this ceasefire isn't offered from a position of weakness. It is delivered with a diplomatic smile and microphones blaring across the world. The question is this proposal of the opponent, this is the opponent's lifeline or the next deceptive trap? Which one? Is it for our favor to actually prolong it, or cut it sooner and come to the battlefield? Or what should be our reaction? We see that sort of patience, strategic patience, is being seen from the side of Islamic Republic. So what should be, what do you think would be the next reaction of Islamic Republic or the resistance line? Do you think that they will stay till American come and capture them to the end, or they look at it as a trap that they are cautious not to be entrapped with again? So what do you see?
So regarding the question of the ceasefire, I have a slightly different opinion. I think that it is a continuation of the war,
mm-hmm.
right? In any war that you partake in, you have to go back to the political solution of issues, yeah. right? So a war is won on the battlefield, but you have to establish new political realities.
Yeah.
And unless and until those political realities are established on the negotiating table, for example, if you conquer a country, right,
mm-hmm.
then you are in control. But if nobody recognizes you as the owners or the rightful owners of that country, nobody will do business with you, right? So we see that if we are controlling the Straits of Hormuz,
yeah.
the other side has the capability of, let's say, if not being in control, at least playing the destructive part. For example, what they are doing right now.
Yeah.
Because we have not reached a negotiated settlement of the Strait of Hormuz. We are in control of the Straits of Hormuz, but the other side is saying that I am still continuing my blockade of Iranian ships.
Yeah.
So this has to either be resolved
yeah.
via, again, going back to the battlefield. That is, we destroy those warships that they have brought in the area, and they realize that it's very costly for us to continue this blockade of the Iranian ships,
yeah.
or we reach a negotiated settlement. So this aspect has to be realized, that either we reach a negotiated settlement, and that can only be reached with the enemy like America or Israel, once the costs are so high for them to continue the war that they realize that it is not in their benefit. Mm-hmm. Already, we have established a lot of costs for the American people.
I think the next option that you said, that is setting back for negotiations, can be hardly tolerated by people. You see people rallying in the streets every night. Mm. They actually become sort of sensitive to this word of
Definitely.
Negotiation. As soon as you say that, with negotiations, they get, fury, and they show their anger towards this. Because they have seen, the experience of two previous series of negotiations, even the last one that was held in Pakistan, and what happened to the negotiation team, that they were about to be terrorized, and they were about to be killed. They were about to be assassinated. So we don't have any good feeling of this negotiation. What do you think is the reason of this patience, this strategic patience that Iran has with regard to this blockade that happened in Persian Gulf?
Of course, as you mentioned, that we are not sitting in the shoes of the people who are deciding these affairs. Of course, we know that we have Sayyid Mujtaba Khamenei as the rightful leader of the Islamic Revolution. So all decisions that are being made yeah. are finally being approved by the leader of the Islamic Revolution. So we cannot say that these decisions are taking place without his approval. Yeah. But what we can assume is that in any war, we need the emotional attachment of the people with the Islamic Revolution. We yeah. need them to come and support the revolution every day. But finally, the decisions are going to be taken after the battlefield, mm-hmm. after the battle gains have been achieved, we have to reach a settlement. Either right. the enemy decides to leave it at that.
And hopefully example, they will leave, inshallah, the region yeah. very soon. So let's get back to Sheikh Liaqat. Look, yeah. we are watching the war from inside Iran. I mean, okay, we believe that, okay, what we have been saying, I mean, we have achieved whatever we have claimed and whatever mm-hmm. we have said. But let's watch this war from the eye, from the perspective of an American. So what kind of criticism is currently going towards or is targeting the system, I mean, the government? I mean, do you think that the people are satisfied with what's happening? And do you think people are happy with what achievements are based on what governments say? I mean, did they really achieve whatever they declared as their objectives? I mean, did they reach to whatever they were after? And are the people from that side, let's say from America first, then from the Western perspective? Please give us...
Yeah, sure. Thing is, in today's world, be it the American side, Israeli side, Iranian side, or even the Eastern countries side, everyone claim only one thing. Of course, yeah. There are few who don't want to wake up from the sleep, yeah? yeah. But those who have woken up, they see the reality, isn't it? And they all say one thing, and that is America is the big loser in this war, and Iran is the winner. Mm. Even if there is no ceasefire, like... temporary ceasefire at the moment. The war hasn't ended yet, like complete end to the war has not yet occurred. Mm-hmm. Number three is the Strait of Hormuz is still in a dangling situation. Like no one knows what will happen to the Strait of Hormuz. As of now, the Alhamdulillah, the Islamic Revolution, the Islamic Republic of Iran is controlling the Strait of Hormuz, which is a very big thing. So what America has lost is way bigger than what Iran has lost. Number one, America claimed that...
So you're telling us from the eyes of an American, right?
Yeah, exactly. Okay. So I've heard a lot of podcasts on this and like a lot of posts on like what the Americans say, like especially those who analyze the analysts. So yeah. over here, there's no regime change in yeah. Iran. It's just like Trump says, okay, there's regime change. The people yeah. have changed, really.
A more revolutionary leader has been replaced by the martyr
yeah,
leader.
Exactly. You can see what is happening in this world. Okay, so there's no regime change, just like what he claims. But people also say this, like, there's no regime change. It's the same, like, you know, when a regime change happens, the whole ideology, the whole thoughts of everyone is going to change. Like, the politicians, like, it's a new, I would say, it's a new ideology altogether, okay? If I would say, God forbid, if the politicians, the Iranian politicians, or even the supreme leader, if they would have said, okay, from now on, we will go hand in hand with the American regime and the Israeli regime, for example, then, yeah, this is a regime change and yeah. big regime change.
Like what happened in Venezuela.
Yeah, exactly. So, but this is not happening, yeah? Like, okay, so the regime change didn't happen. Number two, they wanted oil. Like we have seen this in a number of posts from Trump and other people as well, that they wanted to take control of Iranian oil, yeah. just like they have taken control of Venezuela oil. Yeah. yeah? So like the whole concept is they thought that they can do something like that country, even in Iran. So by killing the supreme leader, they thought that, okay, fine. They would say, okay, come before my, like, yeah. come over here, take oil, how much you want, please don't attack us. This is what they have thought, but this
they will
didn't
never
happen.
Reach this wish of theirs.
Of course, of course. This is number two.
Okay.
So the oil is not going
very
into
true.
Their hand. Number three is when the American government thought that if we attack the assets, like the military capabilities, of course they have attacked. I don't say
definitely.
No. But mashallah, like it's completely spread out. Like it's completely spread out in the Islamic Republic in such a manner that they can't wipe out everything, like the missile capabilities, the military capabilities of the Islamic Republic. So they have not taken out the missile capabilities
either. Based on the
exact
statistics, more than 95% of our assets are left intact.
Alhamdulillah. This is a blessing. Alhamdulillah.
Yeah.
Number four, what about the uranium? The whole ideology of Israel is to wipe out the uranium capabilities and progress of the Islamic Republic, which didn't happen. Like,
yeah.
They are saying that, okay, it's kind of buried deep inside the ground. But who knows what the reality is? Even the Islamic Republic didn't speak on this issue until now. So they didn't say anything about, okay, it's buried. Or we have shifted it to another area. They are playing very smart, alhamdulillah. And
yeah.
This is how it should be. We shouldn't give a clue or a hint to the enemy where the uranium enrichment
uranium
and the storage is, isn't
it? No one
it?
Knows.
So nothing has been achieved by America. What America has lost is its credibility. Like, it has no value right now. Oh, America is a superpower. This is not there. Number two, America, people used to think that America can't be attacked. I would say this blow was so hard upon America's face that it can't show his face to the whole world now.
Yeah.
Why? Because this ideology was literally there in all the people's mind. Like, oh my God, what will happen if America is going to attack us? It's a superpower. It has so many nuclear weapons. One of them is enough to wipe us out. You see what happened now? Like, America was the one like being hit hard, like no other. You see?
We are the students of that teacher, the martyred leader, who said that you need to trust Allah at the time that you are in complete hopelessness.
Definitely, indeed.
This is what Allah subhanahu come to help you.
Definitely, these are the teachings of Imam Hussein al-Islam on the day of Ashura.
Yeah.
Like Imam Hussein al-Islam had no one with him.
So
then he remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
So they were not able to do the regime change, not taking the enrichment
oil.
Uranium back.
Yep.
And
the oil is with Iran.
The oil is still with Iran.
and
one more added value we have is Hormuz Strait.
Alhamdulillah. see the blessing of this war. Like,
yeah.
Everything, the tables have turned in favor of the Islamic Republic of Iran. And you know what? Just like I've said, when a war happens and a person is steadfast, even one person, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless that person.
Very true.
And in today's world, like, we see this, the uprising of people in the squares and the roads and everywhere. Like, this is really a blessing. This is one of the blessings of this war. The Strait of Hormuz is, yes, of course, that is a geographical position. Done. That's fine. But what about the people? Like, people are with the Islamic Republic now.
I hope that this discussion was beneficial, and as I myself benefited from the explanations and answers and descriptions and explanations of the brothers here in the studio, I hope that you enjoyed and you found it quite informative. Thank you very much for staying tuned and listening to us. Till our next time, I'll leave you in Allah's protection. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Accept al-habib. يقولها لنا يوم القيامة أمتي أمتي يقولها شفاعة أنا لها أنا